Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 882. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of reunification of Europe, according to Gateway Institute, former German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen was narrowly confirmed as the next president of the European Commission. Von der Leyen promised an ambitious left-leaning policy program on climate change, taxes, migration, and the rule of law. In the past, she has called for the creation of a European superstate. My aim is the United States of Europe. On the model of federal states such as Switzerland, Germany, or the United States. She has also called for the creation of a European army, pledging to take further bold steps in the next 5 years towards a genuine European defense union. Von der Leyen will take over from Jean-Claude Juncker in November 2019 for a 5-year term. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, Khalil al-Haya, a member of the Hamas political bureau in the Gaza Strip, called on the Palestinian Authority to give Palestinian resistance organizations the green light to act in the West Bank in response to the occupation crimes, quote unquote, and its actions in occupied Al-Quds, meaning Jerusalem. In a meeting discussing the Zionist attacks, quote unquote, on the city of Al-Quds, Al-Haya called on the Palestinian security forces to allow the organization's freedom and, by implication, to allow terrorist attacks. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to SpaceDaily.com, the U.S. Air Force announced that it was in a race with Russia and China to develop new hypersonic missile systems. In addition to the 7 Pentagon hypersonic missile-related projects, which have already been acknowledged publicly, the U.S. is also working on at least 2 more similar programs, which are shrouded in mystery. The Pentagon said it would use President Trump's new Space Force to try to counter Russian and Chinese advances in this area. The U.S. suspects, or rather, the U.S. expects to test at least 2 hypersonic missiles by the end of 2019. Fourth, today, under the sign category of pestilences and diseases, according to Voice of America News, experts from the World Health Organization are voicing concerns that the Ebola virus could spread to neighboring countries as the epidemic enters its second year in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Fears that the deadly Ebola virus could spread to Congo's 9 neighboring countries are growing after the death of the second person confirmed to have had the disease in Goma, the capital of conflict-ridden North Kivu province, which borders Rwanda. Uganda has had 3 imported cases of Ebola, while it has successfully contained the spread of the disease. WHO experts warn of the potential dangers should the virus enter South Sudan, which is a particularly vulnerable and unstable country. 5th today under the sign category of Arab hostility toward Israel. According to Israel National News, Iranian diplomat Amir al-Mousawi reports of a plan to create an axis of resistance against Israel that will include a united military front comprised of Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip, which would work together in any future military confrontation. Al-Mousawi suggested that a recent visit to Tehran by a senior Hamas delegation was linked to the creation of the new front. Speaking about alleged Israeli airstrikes in Syria, Al-Mousawi said, but he does not want to expose them to the enemy at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of Scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 1 through 9, which reads, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and we are rather, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it." Allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn. They go on to share, while Jeremiah was still a prisoner in the royal court, the word of God came to him a second time, the first time being in chapter 32. In verses 2 and 3, a call is issued for the people to turn to God. In verses 4 and 5, Jeremiah describes once again the present judgment of Jerusalem. Then in verses 6 through 9, he prophesies the future blessings of Jerusalem and states four things. First, there will be a restoration of health. Second, there will be a return of the captives, which includes both houses of Israel. Third, there will be a national forgiveness of all the people's sins. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Once again, in keeping with the new covenant, the everlasting covenant, God has promised to forgive Israel's sins completely. Fourth, that will bring certain results on Jerusalem. Jerusalem will become, before God, a name of joy, praise, and glory. This will also be true before all the Gentile nations of the earth. When the nations hear the good things God intends to do for Jerusalem, they themselves will fear and tremble because of the good and the peace God will bring forth. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from George Whitefield. He said, "How sweet is rest after fatigue. How sweet will heaven be when our journey is ended." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word, and thank you for your second coming. Lord, help us to live like we believe the blessed hope of the second coming of Christ. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.